has died.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening. Welcome to Hope is Alive this April 8th, 2020. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, brothers.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings from Oklahoma City.
And from Laramie as well. And men, looking forward to a good program. I'll let you know when your callers call in.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And we do welcome you all to Hope is Alive. We thank you for joining us this evening. If you have any questions about deliverance, you can go to deliveranceusa.com. Wealth of information there at the website. Just about everything you need for self-deliverance. Training, videos, prayers, checklist, just a wealth of information. And, or if you like to do it the old-fashioned way with your reading a book, you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Through the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Let him know you need that, and he'll certainly get it out to you. Pastor, I've been just enjoying a couple of days of beautiful weather. Almost topped out, almost to 90 today here in the Ozarks, but we're looking at being in the 50s tomorrow morning, so we've got quite a temperature drop. But I'll take it. It's just been a beautiful day. I give thanks to the Lord because today the Lord has made, and I'm just grateful for deliverance, grateful for that peace that came from the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because in these times of what many consider uncertainty and worry and anxiety, I have a peace that passes all understanding.
Amen. And likewise, it's that peace by the Holy Spirit. That's so many times people that don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but others do. They wondered why those that have it seem to be have a peace and be so calm about a situation. So it's just a supernatural thing. I just praise God. Somebody shared with me 42 years ago now, and I've enjoyed all these decades of having the Holy Spirit so close and enjoying all that goes with Him.
Amen. Well, I know that with everything being shut down, I don't know if you've had a lot of chance to do any deliverances. Have you had any phone calls or done anything through the computer?
It's kind of strange. I do. I have done a few, but the calls are not as many as we would normally have. It's like so many people have just withdrawn, and it's a strange phenomenon. I've worked with a man in Wisconsin, and that went really well. Another one in Tennessee, and I've got another one, forgotten where he's located, that I'm planning to do and call him. I'll do it on video. This is a preference, Skype or Zoom or FaceTime. So it still works, but it is amazing how the... You'd think with people being at home as much as they are, there'd be a lot more people calling.
You would think. You know, maybe right now people aren't thinking too much about deliverance, but right now would be a time because there is definitely a spirit of fear amongst people. I mean, you can see it on social media. You can see it with the few people you've talked to. And it's... We all know that our Lord is not a spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And so if you're needing deliverance out there, maybe you're feeling anxiety right now. Maybe you're feeling a little bit of uncertainty, worried about work, worried about paying the bills. You know, you could turn that over to the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7, He cares. You cast all your anxieties and cares upon the Lord, and He can take them. But if you know you've been thinking about, well, maybe this been thinking about deliverance, and this would be a good time. Pastor is capable of doing it there through Skype, as he said, or through video chat. And you know, Pastor, what's the office number there? We don't ever give that out that much, but maybe some people want to make a phone call versus using the computer.
Good idea. And we have many of our ministers that are normally there on Monday nights. They're at home now. And we have a list of about a dozen that are anxious to do video or even just telephone ministry. The number at the office is area code 405-842-5509. Area code 405-842-5509. And we'll get, as you call, requesting, or you can go to our website as well, deliveranceusa.com, and you can find where to register, and we'll also use that to channel phone ministry or video online ministry.
Well, it would definitely be a time because people aren't doing much right now. But, you know, it's I like to look at things like Romans 8:28. God works all things out for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. And that's just what I stand upon at times when I start thinking about, well, you know, I got to take care of this, got to take care of this. And I'm like, no, I'm just not going to worry about that. The Lord knows I need these things. The Lord knows we need all things. You know, He knows we need food. He knows that the electric bill's got to be paid or the car payment's got to be made. Or this and that. So I have been using this to draw closer to God. I have been getting so much things done that I've got things done I didn't think I'd get done until midsummer this year.
Praise God.
So I'm just thanking the Lord, and we're meant to work. So the last thing you need to do is stay at home and sit in front of that boob tube, sit in front of that, as I see people call it, beer porn. And watching that, but get out and work with your hands. And I'm telling you, there's something about when you do that and you have no distractions, just how much you're able to focus on what God has done in your life, what you're able to do, and think about those positives. Because we have 1,000 times more positives in our Lord Jesus Christ than we do the negatives that the world offer. And it's just... I'll tell you, Pastor, this has just been an absolute blessing to me. I was hoping today to even get the boat out, but I didn't get done with the project and then come roll around 4 o'clock It was hot. I was a little sunburned. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in and eat something and take a nap because I need to be refreshed for tonight's broadcast. And it's just it's just been a fantastic day, absolutely fantastic day.
But, you know, if you watch the tube all day long, it would tend to drive you crazy. You're filling your spirit full of all those negatives. And how much better would it be to switch over to the I Am's and start saying those out loud and watch the feeling change inside of you?
Yes. Amen on that. And here's some I Am's that I have been saying, and put some of this together and been working with a brother in Christ to try to get a pamphlet out. And he's put together a thing that says COVID-19. And COVID is an acronym for Christ over virus, infections, and diseases. And Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded thee to be strong and be of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goes. And I really like that, what he put together. And on the pamphlet, I hope I'm right, some of this is, Jesus is the author of our confession. This is much more than just confessing our sins. He is the author of the confession of our faith and positives in him. Stand upon the word and declare daily all the promises we have in Jesus. I will not fear. The plague will not enter my tent. I am loved by Jesus. Oh, this one right here. Is this just not one of the greatest promises ever given to us by Jesus? Jesus will never forsake me. I mean, that's one of the last things he said to the apostles that left. He goes, well, I'm with you always. And that is just, you know, that's almost puts me in awe thinking about that. That no matter how far I might backslide, how far I might get away from it, Jesus promised he will never forsake me. He promised he'd never forsake you, Pastor. He promised he'd never forsake Richard. He promised he would never forsake any other Christian that's out there. And of course, you know, for some reason, if you happen to catch the virus, you've got this one right here. By his stripes, I am healed. Isn't that just a great promise? We got the backup no matter where we want to go.
Well, that's it. When a person speaks the word, that's when it performs itself. You know, it's great to read it, but there's something supernatural about saying it out loud. Even Luke 10:19 that we use all the time. Well, how does that work with this virus? Well, at Luke 10:19 is that we have power over all the enemy. Would you call the virus the enemy? Absolutely. And then, as Jesus said, and nothing shall by any means harm you. So when you're saying these scriptures, they're performing themselves supernaturally. It's so awesome to get hold of that. Amen.
It is, and it's just a wonderful promises there. And a couple more out here is, I am protected by Jesus. I am at peace in Jesus. And again, it says, his word says, I am with you always. So we thank you, Lord, for these promises. We thank you for these power. We thank you for the authority you granted us. And I heard a wonderful sermon a couple days ago by a man in South Carolina. Can't think of his name. I think it's Damon. I can't remember which one it is. But he talked about being at that rest and peace, and talking specifically, the text term he was using was when Jesus was in the boat with the apostles, just snoring away while there was a storm, and the apostles were just fretting left and right. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know if I'm to that point where if I was out in a ship in the middle of the sea and the waves are coming over, I could be snoring and sleeping away, but I would hope I would have some peace on it. I might have my life jacket on. But, you know, one of the things he basically rebuked the apostles because they didn't have that peace and that rest and didn't have that trust in them. And we can have that trust no matter what's going on. No matter what's going on, we have that trust the Lord is with us. And that's just a very comforting thing for me and just a fantastic thing to think about.
Amen. Yes, and that 1 Peter 5:7, that we can cast our cares upon him. Again, this is supernatural stuff. And, and when we do that, he takes it. He supernaturally takes it. So we have these wonderful promises and tools right in our hand, right there in the work. And as we speak it, it performs itself.
Well, praise the Lord. Pastor, we have Joanna. Joanna, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
It's my privilege. Thank you.
Hi, Joanna. I'm so glad you called in. Why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again, how you learned about deliverance and what you experienced, changes you might have seen, and just go right ahead and share.
Well, I was born again as a young child and learned about deliverance when I was in Argentina. But I really appreciate what I've learned with them, deliverance ministry. It was absolutely wonderful. I was having a hard time recognizing how to do it, and they taught me so many wonderful things, and I've had the wonderful opportunity of sharing it with quite a few people already.
Yes.
I ministered to my daughter-in-law. I found out she had lost a baby, and she and her husband were very sad about it, and the Lord relieved them of that, and they're excited because they're hoping not have one sin. So that was exciting for me. Yeah. Hear that they are feeling much better and doing much better. My daughter-in-law, after I worked with her, she said, I don't think I need my meds anymore. She was going through some problems with bipolar, and she was very excited that she's feeling much better about that. It's been a real privilege for me to be able to translate all the documentation that Everett has written, and I'm really excited about being able to share it soon.
What was your deliverance like, Joanna? Did you see some changes when you went through it?
Oh, I did see great changes. One of them is, how do I explain it? I was having trouble with food allergies, and since my deliverance, I didn't even request to talk about that during my deliverance, but since then I haven't had nearly as many problems with food allergies, and that's been a wonderful blessing. Because eating is something that, you know, as a family, especially an Italian family, it's an important part of our life, and being able to eat again the way my family does is wonderful.
Yes. Did you see any other changes?
Well, I'm doing a lot more scripture reading at this time. Made it a priority to get up and read and every day, and I've noticed that the Lord is answering prayers. Sometimes he wakes me up to go do things, and that's a wonderful opportunity to be able to serve others. And I'm sorry, I'm going to go into another room where there's no noise. And it's been great doing all that.
Well, it's pretty exciting that you and your husband are taking on the job of translating and printing up Spanish copies, since and you all work with a Spanish group in a local church here, don't you?
Yes, I'm working with a group in my local church, and I've been able to work with, let me think, with five, I've done about six deliverances since I've been with you all. It's been a real blessing.
Praise God. That's awesome, Joanna. That's exciting. Well, certainly the Spanish people needed like anyone, and so many of them have come from Catholicism and they locked on to a lot of things. I know in Mexico, a lot of times there was a certain amount of witchcraft mixed into some of that. Of course, you're from Argentina. Did you see some of that down there?
Oh, yes. We've seen a lot of witchcraft. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly idolatry. But,
yeah.
And hopefully, we've been doing a lot of praying lately, especially because of all the, going on around the world. And I feel the Lord is blessing all of that. And we've been able to minister to a lot of people through prayer right now. And that's exciting also.
So, what are your plans? Are you going to stay in Oklahoma City for now?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're not leaving the state.
Yeah.
No, we're staying right
Well, it's
here.
Not a pretty good place to be, I guess, everything considered.
Oh, yeah, so, I love Oklahoma City.
Both of you received deliverance. Did you see some changes with your husband as well?
Yes. I'm very happy to say that he had a big problem with profanity, and that is much better.
All right.
And I am really grateful for that, because that was something I just felt like, as a Christian, it shouldn't have been a problem, and couldn't understand why it was, but through deliverance, he came to understand what caused that, and praise the Lord, he was able to get it taken care of, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yes, and as so many people have little things, some of them big things, bothering them, and they've never thought about it might be spiritual. I guess you see that quite a bit, even with the Spanish people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been a really good thing. I'm sorry for the noise in the background.
Yeah, I could hear something going on there, but...
So it's been a real blessing to be involved in the deliverance ministry. It's been an absolute blessing for my life, and I can't wait until we can all get back together again after this unpleasantness with COVID-19. But at least we're home and safe.
Yes.
And praising the Lord that he's delivering us from that and all kinds of stuff. I've been using the opportunity to share with people that if you trust in the Lord, that's not going to touch your life, because, the weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that's a weapon from the enemy, so we don't need it.
Amen. And it's exciting that both you and your husband had signed up and starting to go through the training at Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. And did you get some sessions in before this all hit?
What happened is I first went to the door closing experience, and since there were three of us, there weren't quite as many ministers as you needed, and so three of us from my church were there, my husband, and a pastor friend, and myself, and so we did a group ministry that night, and it was, although it was good, I did some yawning and stuff, and and I felt free. But then I went the next week to the training, and I really liked the training, and learning more about it. And then that week after training, I went and ministered with another lady in the group for an elderly woman who I understand was a friend of yours, Everett. And she kept saying, I've done this before, but it's always good to do it again. And that kind of struck me. I said, need to do it again as a Christian? I want to know more about that. So I just sat and listened and saw that she got delivered from quite a few things, and she felt much better, and she was really happy when she left. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go through deliverance next time. So I did, and it was fantastic. I enjoyed praying the prayer with the friend that took me through it. I don't know if I can name people or not, but I was very grateful to go through it with him, and we touched on a lot of things, and I just felt so free afterwards. I thought, oh, Lord, thank you. This is what I needed. I just, because my purpose for having gone in the first place was I wanted the fullness of the Lord, because I felt like I didn't have it. I was missing something. And it wasn't that I was missing something. It was that there was something I needed to get rid of. And that's a real blessing in my life.
Can it be a rare person, quite frankly, Joanna, that if they haven't been through this kind of ministry, they probably are carrying some demonic activity. We run into the generational door constantly. And due to the sins and iniquities of forefathers, and, you know, even the doctors talk about that. They'll get a history and want to know about your parents, and if they had certain problems, and they would be suspicious that you might have them. Well, could that be spiritual? And certainly we see this in so many different ways. And we can break those generational curses that doctors don't know to do. And, wow, praise God. Does that help a lot of people?
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing the show.
That was amazing. And if I go to a doctor, I tell him, nope, I don't have any generational things, so you don't need to hear about my parents because it's not going to affect me.
Right. Yeah. And that's the same thing we do is in our interview is we try to find out are there certain generational things that the parents had, and of course make sure any generational curses along those lines are broken. Well, it's exciting, and you know, there's so few people that know about this. It's astonishing that after 2,000 years that this works of Jesus that he told us to do so clearly in Mark 16:17, John 14:12, to do his same works in his name, and to do all the things that he did. And so whatever you read about in the New Testament, we can do it now in his name. We have the power of attorney given to us from the cross.
That's exactly right.
And therefore we're in a position to help thousands of people that otherwise, Joanna probably would never have gotten any help. And so it's quite a responsibility on our shoulders once you learn how to do this, then to do it, you know, not hold back.
Yes.
You know,
I find it exciting to be able to be with people and realize that they have a problem and they don't know what it is, and to be able to say, you know what, there's an opportunity to help you with this and to explain it a little bit. And then what I find is they're all very open to it, and they're like, well, what keeps us from doing it right now? Kind of like the Ethiopian when Philip, I think it was Philip or Peter, shared with him about water baptism. It's almost the same reaction. Why would we wait to do it any other time? And so I'm excited to be able to do it with them.
And what's the downside, you know, just using some common sense, what if a spirit could be cast out and the problem is gone? Would that be a good deal?
Well, absolutely.
Be a good deal.
So who wants to have bad spirits in their lives? I don't think anybody truly does, if they're a believer. Even if they're not a believer,
well,
it's an opportunity to become one.
That's right.
Because,
and of course, so
because we are definitely in what appear to be signs of the end times. And, I mean, I'm not going to predict anything, but I truly believe that what's going on right now in the world is the beginning of birth pangs. And I'm ready to go whenever the Lord Jesus decides to come back. And I
well,
want to
amen.
Help as many of you to be able to go to. That's what it's all about.
I'm ready as well, but it seems like we have a lot of work to do. I'm hoping it isn't too soon, because there's a lot of need out there, people that aren't even born again yet, that we all need to work on. That's, I was going to say, we get a shot of getting people born again that would never go to a church, but somebody will bring it in because of their problems. Like fear and anger problems and depression and anxiety, and they say, why don't you go with me to this? You might get some relief in those areas. And, of course, in the process, we always take people and explain about being born again and how this, none of this is going to, if it does work, where we cast out some spirits, like, of course, be back, there's no way the person can resist not being a born-again Christian. So
that's right.
Too many people get born again on the Monday night session. Well, that's one of the questions. So when we sat down with the ministers, when were you born again? And a certain number of them will have written in tonight. So
yeah, that's exciting.
You born again in the process, because they come because they're hurting and they're looking for answers to their problems.
Yeah,
and praise God in the process they get born again, and then they get delivered.
Now, for anybody out there listening to this, just come to Deliverance Ministry, and you will find freedom and deliverance and a new way to live your life. It's just amazing.
Yes. And when you guys get my book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, translated, and get those into some of the hands of the Spanish people, praise God, we'll plead for exciting things there.
Yes, there will be some really exciting things once that's finished and completed. It's coming along well. I have quite a few of the pages, the basic pages, the closing prayer and the Holy Spirit, and how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and, of course, the questionnaire that the people answer. I have all of those translated. I just need them proofread by someone else at this point, and then they'll be ready for printing. And then I'll continue on with the other pages. Really?
Praise God.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Joanna, thank you so much. We're about out of time here. Thank you for sharing. It was a great testimony and should encourage others out there. And,
yes, thank you.
We'll be visiting with you later. God bless you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's been my privilege. You have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Now, I want to, this actually came through on a messenger while Joanne was speaking. I kind of feel bad because I've been ministering to somebody, but I just want to let you know that sometimes those seeds are planted, we don't know when the fruit's going to come. I spoke about deliverance to this lady 2 years ago, and she said this to me as Joanne was speaking. Hey, Ralph, I know there are crazy things right now with the virus and everything, but if or when you're available, I'd really like to finally do a session with you. My husband started using heroin again. After a couple of months, I gave in to the temptation, had been using off and on for the last 9 months. I should have left, but I thought I could help him, and I couldn't, and it took me down fast. I've lost everything in 2 months, crazy. I'm not using now, but it's been a couple of weeks, but I got some bondage I need to let go. I got some hate that's killing me. And, that's why it's so important to spread those seeds and let them know how to get a hold of you and get to them, because sometimes people just aren't ready and they're not reaching their bottom. And, of course, as soon as I get off the show, I've already got her phone number, and I'm going to call and talk to her and set up a session. If we can't meet and do it in person, definitely do it through Skype or on the phone. But, it's just so important to spread the words out there, because you never know when they'll turn and need that help, and they'll know who to go to. So, I praise the Lord that I'll be able to work with her and thankful that I have the time. But, Pastor, we have Tammy. Tammy, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, Tammy. So glad you called in. And Ralph is up there in the Branson area, and we're excited you're here. Well, why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and how you learned about deliverance and what your deliverance was like and changes you've seen and experiences that you've seen. So go right ahead.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, my name is Tammy McRae. I am a deliverance minister. I'm an ordained minister, seen many things, and still learning, praise the Lord. I've been serving the Lord since 1997. I got saved in 1997. I guess that's about, 23 years. And I've been studying spiritual warfare and deliverance for about 15 years. And my deliverance, I could say my deliverance was in layers. The Lord, He delivered me from so much. I guess He had to take His time, because if He would have done it all at once, I probably would have just said, you know what, this is a bit much. But He delivered me from alcohol and cigarettes and marijuana, but most of all, He delivered me from myself and also from fear. And so I thank God for that. And I think you said, how did I learn about deliverance? I was doing deliverance, Mr. Everett, before I even realized I was doing deliverance. I was always a prayer warrior. I loved to pray. I would always pray and stand in the gap for other people. And I was practicing deliverance, as I said, before I even knew I was called to work in the deliverance ministry. I'd be praying and I'd be saying, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out. I command you in the name of Jesus to let loose, let go. I was binding and loosing before I even knew. And when my favorite authors, Kimberly Daniels out of Jacksonville, Florida, and Cindy Trim, Gene Moody, I began to read books by them, and I thought, oh shucks, I've been doing that all along. And so that's how I learned to develop. And then I moved on to what's her name, Dr. Pat Holliday, out of Jacksonville, Florida, as well, and Bagelis Kanko. He is from Ghana. By the time the Lord had introduced me to Brother Bagelis Kanko, that's when I really went to another level in deliverance. And also deception in deliverance. I learned that there can be also a lot of deception in deliverance. That's when I learned that how Satan would masquerade, you know, as angels of light. I'm not going to take all the time talking, but I guess I'm just so full. You know, they're so witches and evil workers, deception. They love to be around the deliverance ministry. And I would just like to just add that everybody just be on the lookout for those type of ministers that would like to take up our time, and keep us on the sidelines while the real work is over here that needs to be done. That happens a lot in deliverance ministries. But I'm sorry, you go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're doing good. Have you been around, you're going through the training at Deliverance Ministries now, and have you sat in on some interesting deliverances?
Oh, yes, many. I had the privilege also to sit in with you, and I've also learned from you. I've also learned that deliverance is a school that you never graduate from. Because everybody, God gives everybody, their own little specialty. And one night in particular, I can remember sitting with you, and you had commanded the angels. You had commanded the angels to hold back the demons or something. You did. I said, "Wow!" I said, "I never seen anybody do that before." But there was a doctor. There was a doctor. We had a doctor that come in one night. And he had went through deliverance, and it was you taking him through the deliverance. And just I remember I had said the man of science has met some spiritual science. That's the way I had looked at it. I thought that was kind of cute. I said the man of medical science has been introduced to some spiritual science. And so it's a blessing to see them when God has finished the work and they come out and the yoke is broken, the glow on their faces, even the voice has changed, and it's just a beautiful thing. It really is. The person is humble and grateful.
Yes. In that one case, we got the hit demon up, and as I recall, the voice changed, and forgot what the hit demon was. Now it's been a while. But it went really well, and they used the angels to discipline the head demon a few times when it got belligerent and didn't want to cooperate. And
right, that's what you did. Uh-huh. I think it was fear. I think that head demon was fear.
Yeah, and had it give the top 10 lies it'd been telling this doctor. Lies that was speaking into his head. He told us later he'd been hearing those in his head. And then the gifts that he had, and then finally we just cast the head demon, had him bind all the demons up under him, made sure there weren't any legal rights left or assignments that hadn't been canceled, packaged them up and blew them all out to the feet of Jesus for Jesus to do what he wished with them. And
right.
That was... kind of jerked and stuff came out, praise God. That was pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And you
praise
know,
God.
When,
he's doing
you know,
very
with him
well.
Being a medical doctor, a man of his stature and his profession, you know, when we go to the doctor, you wouldn't think that the doctor is needing, you know, deliverance. You know, we don't think of the doctor like that, but that just goes to show, you know, the enemy will get in wherever he can.
Absolutely. The enemy is out there working on everyone, including pastors, including evangelists, and that's why it's so important. Christians are very vulnerable until they've got some knowledge in spiritual warfare and deliverance, and a lot of the problems going on with those people in those high-ranking areas of the gospel, they don't realize it's demonic yet.
Yes, sir.
And that's why we're on telling it, even tonight. We're telling it to try to get it out to the listeners and the Christians. It's most everybody comes already a Christian, as I mentioned earlier. If they're not, we get them born again. But it's not that the demons can get into their spirit man that's born again, but they torment the body, even spirits of sickness, and also torment the soul area, mind, will, emotions. So until we get that across, a lot of people think they're immune because they're a Christian. Well, the enemy loves that one, wouldn't you say,
mm-hmm.
Tammy?
Yes, sir. Most definitely, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes, but once that yoke has been destroyed, the person has been put back together again, and I, they're so humble and grateful. They would give you the socks off their feet, you know, at that very moment, if you know, if they could. When true deliverance has really taken place, and you and I both, I can remember, you know, we just standing there, and we were just looking at him, and he just kept saying, "Thank you so much. I can't believe this. Thank you so much." He was just so full of gratitude and delight, and the glory of the Lord was just all over him. And he went out of there, and he was saying, "I can't wait to tell my friends." And I love deliverance. I really do. I really do.
Yes. It's so fulfilling. Tammy, I've mentioned this a number of times, but I've had lots of adventures through the years in different areas of flying. I'm a pilot and flew 30 years and skin diver and snow skier and many things, and this has been the most fulfilling thing, you know, involvement that I've had in all my life of seeing God use little us like this, and that we can actually minister to somebody sitting in front of us and see their life turned around, and several mm-hmm. dozen demons typically being cast out that wouldn't have been cast out had we not ministered to them. So it's a responsibility, but also a tremendous fulfillment that God will use us this way, and that's something you've been feeling a long time, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One thing I've learned about demons, Mr. Everett, is that, you know, the scripture in Matthew 12 and 43, I know you know when it says, you know, the demon says, "Well, I'll return back to my home, you know, where I came, my house, where I came from." Demons have yes. the ability to talk, to walk, and to think and remember. As I was looking at that scripture and studying that scripture, it was like a light just went off. I said, yes, they do, because it says that when he returns back to his house, he says, "I'll go back to my house, the house which I left from." And when he gets there, he finds that the house has been swept clean and put in order. So demons, they have the ability to walk, talk, you know, think, and remember. And so that was just
yes,
a little revelation
well,
there. I had came up with, and so I just thank God, and we just bind them. We will not allow them to come back to the house which they left from. And so when I finish you know, taking a person through deliverance, I always fill the empty place with the Holy Spirit, or you know, with the Holy Spirit, the
yeah.
fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I will not leave the person, you know, empty. Well, they're not empty, but, you know, I would say, you know, for everything that has came out of that person, I fill that place back. I fill that place back with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. So
yes.
if the demon does, when he turns around and goes back, he will not, you know, find that place empty. It will be put back in order, and it will be full of
yes.
the Holy Spirit in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
And another thing I've learned. I hear a lot of ministers say that they're getting attacked, you know, that they're getting attacked after they do deliverance. Well, I close the doors when I finish, you know, when the Lord has finished using me in a deliverance session, you know, in the name of Jesus, I cut every cord, I cut every link, and I cut every attachment that would lead back to me. I call it like the Hansel and Gretel in the bread, in the breadcrumbs. There will be no breadcrumbs that
mm-hmm.
lead back to me. And so I always tell the deliverance ministers, you know, tell the deliverance ministers that. And it works. I can literally feel, you know, I can feel the weight coming off of me. You know, it's like I can feel them dropping off of me every time I pray that prayer when I'm done with a deliverance session. So that's just a little nugget there.
Yes. Well, and as you know, we teach people to learn Luke 10:19. And start saying it out loud a lot, and not just one time after their deliverance, but also to do it daily a number of times, especially following deliverance, because when you speak it out, it performs itself. Again, that's the passage where in Jesus' name we have power over all the enemy, and the promise that nothing will harm us. And also, when they've gone through deliverance with the materials we give them on how to, the steps for staying free, there's seven steps that we give them and to apply to maintain that freedom. It's certainly true that many will try to come back, but once a person has gone through and once they learn about what's going on and who they are in Jesus, how much power they've got, simple resisting, if they try to come back, blows them away. Praise God.
Yes, praise God. Praise God. Yes. I was meaning to the minister.
Yes. Well, the same with the minister. When we say that Luke 10:19, which I say it a lot, and anything that tries to come back, then of course we resist the devil and he'll flee, James 4:7. So once you understand how you can resist anything that tries to come back, and we have all power to do it with, then if anything does try to come back, and it does happen, but if you resist the enemy, they'll flee. So that's what we try to get across to the people that have gone through deliverance, but also that applies to the ministers themselves. I think most of the ministers are fairly savvy on applying the power and saying that Luke 10:19 is a lot, and knowing that it performs itself when you speak it.
You're correct. You're exactly right, because all they do is just, didn't do anything to us, really. All they do is just try to play with us, you know, just try to play with us, because we have all power.
Yes, and that applies to spirits of sickness too. You know, we cast a lot of spirits of infirmity out at deliverance ministries, and the same deal applies, that if they try to come back, resist the enemy. If Jesus cast spirits of sickness out, we of course or to do the same thing.
Amen. 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 Well, may I mention the book I wrote?
I'm sorry?
I said, may I mention the book that I wrote? I wrote a book that's on Amazon.
Yeah,
it's called Warfare Strategy.
Okay. Praise God.
It's not expensive. I didn't write it for money. I've given more away than I have sold, but it'll help a lot of people. It's called Warfare Strategies, and it's available on Amazon. And the next one, I am finished, but I just got to go in and do a few touches, and it'll be available by August. And it's called The Enemy's Secrets. And we're going to get together, and we're going to tear Satan's kingdom down. Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Great.
So I want to hit a little bit about spiritual deception. You know, as I was saying earlier about, you know, there's a lot of deception, you know, in this field that the Lord has called us to. If you were to line up at least 100 people, I guarantee you 10 of them will be false ministers. You know, they will be angels of light masquerading as God's people. And they are not. I was in Alabama, and there was a deliverance session going on, and it wasn't my church. I wasn't familiar with the people, but I knew the husband and wife team that was up there ministering the deliverance. And the girl was young girl. She was just rolling all over the floor, and the husband and wife was trying to catch her, and they was trying to, you know, administer deliverance to her, and she just kept rolling back over the floor, and she was just making a mockery of the people. And I just knew that this wasn't real, that it was just fictitious. And so I just get up out of the pew, and I walk up there to the church, in the front of the church, and I look down at her, and she's laying on the floor, and I said, renounce Satan. And she just paused, and she just laid totally still, and she just looked at me, and, you know, just looked up at me with these piercing eyes, and I said, renounce Satan. She jumped up off the floor, walked back to the pew, grabbed her little jacket that she came in with, and went out the door. She was up there playing, wasting the minister's time.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I really began to do a research and study on spiritual deception.
All that goes on. Well, we're out of time.
Yes, it does.
Tammy, thank you so much for calling in. Blessings.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully, see you on Monday night soon.
Thank you for sharing, and good luck with your book. It sounds like it would be a fantastic tool to have in your arsenal.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you. To God be the glory. That's Warfare Strategies by Tamaria McCray.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sounds like she's on the offensive.
Yeah. Praise God.
That's what we need to be. That's what we need to be as Christians, more on the offensive. That was a good, that was some good testimony, and she's on fire, and sounds like she's on the right track. I hope that, I hope she does well with her book and gets out in the hands of the many people that could use it. So, or you can get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Aim that by calling the office at 307-742-7582. I believe we ask a $20 offering for that. Or also, you got the website, deliveranceusa.com. Everything you need is right there at the click of a mouse. Well, we do thank everybody for joining us this evening. It's been a wonderful evening, wonderful night of testimony. We'll just say God bless everybody, and remember your I am. Pastor, I'll talk to you later.
God bless y'all.
Chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
to overcome. Authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
and to overcome all the power of the enemy,
to overcome. Nothing
will harm you,
nothing
will harm you.